number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. That means Rob Ninkovich is in the house with us. Patriots moving on to the AFC Championship game. There is a Twitter site called NFL Memes. They've got one of those maps of America. Who's America rooting for in the AFC Championship game? The six New England states are colored in for the Patriots. Every other state in the union is colored in for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That makes sense.
That may be a joke, and they may be only half
probably
kidding.
Probably true.
But it's probably pretty close.
Because the Chiefs aren't hateable. Like, it's not like if you are not from Missouri or New England.
I think they're likable.
They probably are likable, yeah. If anything.
Oh,
they're
likable. Mahomes is like, you know, he's like Cali dude, kind of talks,
sounds,
you know,
like a Fraggle. But
talks like Dola, you know, Texas Tech. It's all good, bro, you know.
He also sounds like somebody's, like, stepping on him, though. He doesn't just sound like he's,
yeah, he's
like,
got a little Kermit-y.
Yeah, it is
Kermit-y
very,
to him,
it's
yeah.
very Kermit-y. But, yeah, they're probably likable.
So, but it's something that I've kind of embraced. And the guys, Kelsey, Tyreek, and those guys throw some shots at me. But don't worry, I'll throw shots back.
Good. Yeah, it's all good, bro. You know, like, I'm just out here balling with my boys.
So it probably is every other state.
I was doing an interview this morning on a sports station in Toronto.
Big Argonauts breakdown?
No, we didn't do any Argos breakdown. But they were saying, and the guy I was talking to, former NHL player who's the co-host of the program, said, I'm just so sick of the Patriots. And that is the
everybody
way America, the, and
well,
apparently Canada,
yeah.
I don't even blame them. You know, it's like when the Yankees were winning everything, when the Canadians were winning everything. You were sick of them. Get somebody else in there. Fresh blood, new faces.
Oh, yeah. Most people would love a Rams-Chiefs, like the way they played in the regular season. If that
might
was
be a blast,
Super Bowl,
sure.
They'd love it. Even Drew Brees, it's been a while since he's been there.
See, I'm feeling more and more like what we're going to get is a Brees-Brady Super Bowl showdown of the 40-year-olds.
That'd be good.
There's a chance you get either
the
a
geezers.
Really old QB matchup or you get a really young QB matchup. I mean, Mahomes and Goff.
I mean, Louisiana would travel now. It's right there. So
oh, yeah.
The Saints fans
sure.
would be nuts.
Oh, they'd be packed.
They'd be all over the place. That'd be a good matchup. I think the teams that are left right now.
This is what the NFL wanted. These
four.
It's all good right now.
It's
perfect. I mean, they got a good mix of every team is a little different. You know, you look at the Rams, they have a lot of explosive players. You know, they got Donald in the interior of the line, who's an absolute freak, which, you know, any quarterback wouldn't want to play against that guy.
Right. But you got the four quarterbacks. Now, I don't think Jared Goff is as good as the other three. I just think he's got a really good coach and good offensive system and everything's working for him. But all four of those guys that you could sell. I mean, the Nick Foles thing last year, you're like, ugh, God. And then he played great. It was the MVP. But you have two Hall of Famers, and then you have two guys that are on their way up, and one of them's going to be the MVP this year. So they got a good group.
You'd rather play a guy like Goff than Brees, right? Like Super
yes.
Bowl, you'd think like
yes.
maybe the pressure, maybe the
yeah,
like
Goff,
a little
think,
jittery, like he might overthrow a few. Like, I feel like Brees is just like licking his fingers all day. Like, let's
yeah,
go,
fine.
Let's go. Like, yellow 80,
yeah.
yellow 80.
Completes 75% of his passes.
Yeah, just a freak. And they got a good running game, you know.
Yeah, oh,
pretty
yeah, big
good.
Time.
Their offensive line is really good, too. The Saints. So, their defense, I don't know if their defense
yeah,
is that
it's
great.
It's whatever. I don't think any of the defenses left are that great. Or the Patriots.
Like the Patriots are the best
in a weird
defense.
Way have the best defense
yeah,
after
Patriots
all this.
Do.
They do.
So, give him credit.
Yeah.
Constant improvement.
I know.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Ian is in Connecticut. Hey, Ian.
Hey, how we doing today?
Good.
What's going on?
What a beautiful Patriots Monday. A lot of doubters just sort of put back to shame. I really appreciate you guys taking my call and following Rob Ninkovich. What an honor.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had 3 points that I'd like to raise and just simply what sort of scares me about this matchup. I think Mahomes he's not a flash in the pan. I think he has some real skills out there, but I think the way that he plays is so new that it's difficult for defenses to adjust. And the Patriots at this point have had opportunity to see a lot of tape on him, and I think they'll be ready to go. I think the temperature this coming Sunday is really going to impact things against the Chiefs in terms of Mahomes playing in that weather. He never has, and the crowd isn't used to coming out to the stadium.
It was crummy weather for him this weekend.
Wait, what? The crowd's not going to show up?
They're not used to it.
That's the
oh my god! That's the whole
totally
point.
Used
there's going
to
be packed in there.
That's the one thing I would say is that the crowd, they'll just have a few extra cocktails and they'll be ready to go.
They're going to be
they'll
obsessed just
throw,
with it.
They'll throw the layers
on. So you're
telling
me a team Mahomes that played in bad weather this weekend and yeah,
I
played fine.
I would say the only, you know what I did notice with his face in the cold? He looked a little uncomfortable when it was like he looked like really pinched in there, like he was, this is cold, like, oh, I don't like this. So, but he at least, I mean, he's got a week to practice in it. It's so hard to say that the cold, it'd be different if, you know, they couldn't walk outside every day or like walk outside. Let's practice today. All right. Yeah. It's 15, it's 20, it's snowing. Let's practice in it. If you're in LA or you're in Florida, you're in Miami, you're like, hey, it's going to be 15 degrees where we're going. Where do we go? Oh, there's not a big enough freezer for us to go to. So
yeah, I think they're going
to
be.
We'll go
fine.
Into our dome and turn on the air conditioning.
And
or
if
something.
Anything, the fans are going to be out of their minds.
The
because
fans,
they're in the conference champion. They're hosting the conference championship game.
I've
never
the
done
fans,
it.
Fans. I think some people might even get like frostbite and they won't even care.
They won't They'll care. They won't like, even know until the next day.
I'm losing my toe. Who cares?
Lost it.
Let's
don't need
get,
it.
Let's get loud.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Mark is in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call,
sure,
guys.
Sure.
Three things I could not figure out with the Chargers yesterday. The first thing is you got Sony Michel running the ball down your throat all day long, but yet you continue to put out your DBs and sit there and wait for Brady to throw the ball. The second thing, three delay of game penalties on Rivers.
That was bad.
Most teams don't get one in a game. He got three. And then at the end of the game, the excuse, we didn't have enough time to plan. How about you just guys just went out there and sucked and laid an egg yesterday?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. You're right. The delay of games, you would expect Jared Goff or even Patrick Mahomes or something like that. You would think Phillip Rivers, that wouldn't happen with him, but it did. And so he was rattled. The whole team was there. Yeah, the defensive back scheme thing was odd as Sony Michel was just carving you up. And you're like, oh, we're going to stick with this. So defensively, they didn't do anything right. You know, by the time the second half, the Patriots got kind of sick of scoring. It was like, all right, that's it.
This is Rob Ninkovich. You know what it is?
What is it?
Dumb. It's dumb, dumb, dumb. So they got what they deserve for being dumb. A loss.
Going back to a point that a previous caller made about, you know, you've got more video now to see of Patrick Mahomes. You also played him earlier this year. You would think the Patriots defensively would have a little better handle on what they can do and what they can't do with this guy, wouldn't they? I mean, they're pretty smart in that defensive coaching staff.
I think you're right in a sense, but everyone is evolving throughout the season. So the Chargers, they obviously sucked. Okay, moving on to the Chiefs.
Right.
The Chiefs are going to be a little bit different than what they saw when they played them because throughout the season, you know, Mahomes is kind of changing as a quarterback. He's getting more experience. The weather changes. Your running style has changed because you lose a guy that was a key player for you. So I don't think you can look at that first game as this is a good example of, hey, look, this team's explosive and they have some really explosive players. But I don't think you can necessarily game plan according to that game.
But
because things change over the course of a season.
But at least wouldn't you say, like, if you didn't play against Tyreek Hill and you watched him on film, you'd be like, oh, wow, he's fast. But then when you're on the field and you see him just torch guys, you're like, that's a different kind of fast. Or even like Mahomes' arm strength. You know, most quarterbacks, safeties and corners, I'm probably sure, like, once the guy has reached a certain point, like, he's not going to make this throw to the other side of the field. But Mahomes, he can. And, like, they saw it happen. So that does have to help them a little bit. Like you said, like, things may have changed and like what they run has changed, but just their physical abilities, like at least you were on the field with them.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to respect that. So I think that changes your aggressiveness. Like, are you more aggressive when there's very explosive guys on the field? I don't know. That's tough because if you get beat deep, it's over.
That's it.
You know, so with that said, I think the Chiefs have more explosive weapons, you know, with – you know, they got a tight end who's very reliable, big hands, you know, catches the ball well. Not a great blocker. I've said that.
No, he's not, but he'll make some plays downfield,
but I think now it doesn't matter because their offense is based on being explosive.
I wanted to ask you about Rob Gronkowski because what you saw, speaking of blocking, what you saw yesterday was a beast as far as blocking was concerned. I mean, he was a man among boys for much of the afternoon. Only had the one catch. Did draw a PI, but only had the one catch.
Well, yeah, that kept the drive going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge. Yeah,
I would not be a bit surprised to see him have seven catches next Sunday, just based on the way the Patriots operate game to game.
I mean, every game's different, and we've seen how they game plan. You know, I think the Patriot fans, I think they should have given him a little bit more applause after that game, because that might be the last time you see Rob, you know, play in Gillette Stadium. You know, with where he was last year, almost being traded, saying he's not going to play for another quarterback. And
I think they did, like, on, like, it sounded like, I wasn't there, I was watching on TV, but it sounded like
he had one catch. Everyone was going nuts.
He got like more of an applause than a normal 25-yard catch would. Right? Don't you think? I think some of the fans there could sense that.
And I'm not saying that he's not playing football next year. I'm just saying that with the history of discussing the fact that he thought about it.
And it came out again this Sunday. We talked about it all season, but Ian Rapoport kind of confirmed that, he's going to be thinking about it.
And this season going the way it went, you know, it's just the guy's a freak. I mean, he's still a great tight end, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
He wants to change, like, here's the thing, like, as you get older, your mentality could change. Like, his mentality might change after the season, be like, you know what? Maybe I'm okay with being a good blocker and a good tight end and just not being like the freak, right?
Right.
And he can still play a couple more years, you know, but they're not going to pay
the top dollar. But that's the thing. You know? And it's because this position where he's been the best over the last, you know, 8-9 years overall, but now all of a sudden you have guys catching 100 balls at that position.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like the offensive numbers have really spiked.
It's changed into basically a receiver
position.
Like a
big wide receiver.
Big wide receiver. Yeah. A Kelsey. You know, he's
Kelsey,
a big
Kittle.
These are the same age. You know, Rob,
right.
They're 29 years old, I do believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it took Kelsey a little bit to get going.
But he just has a lot more wear and tear on the body,
right.
Which that eventually is always going to catch up to you.
617-779-7937. Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, yesterday was just so refreshing to watch that game. At the beginning of the game, it's like, who's this team? I don't recognize this team. And then by the end of the game, it's like, oh, I know these guys. You know, I think the Patriots have a great chance of going into KC and beating them. And I'm going to tell you why. They're playing a rookie quarterback. I know this kid doesn't play like a rookie quarterback, but they're playing a rookie quarterback. I love what Belichick does. Even though the offense was incredible yesterday, I thought the defense played even better, and I thought they set the tone of the game. For them to be able to come down, and they were in Rivers' face all day long, if they can do that next week in Kansas City, the Patriots are going to win that game. I have no doubt.
I agree with you if they could do it. The concern I have is, you know where Phillip Rivers is going to be.
I was going to say, Phillip
Rivers.
Mahomes,
God knows where he's going to be.
Phillip Rivers is very good. Keenan Allen is great. Melvin Gordon, maybe there's
Melvin
a knee
Gordon
problem.
Had yeah. two Donjoys on, and a Donjoy knee brace
not
is
good.
What offensive linemen wear.
Yeah, he had two of them on.
Two
That's
of them.
Point.
Do you know how hard it is to run with two Donjoys on? Quick story.
So there you go.
In training camp, Bill had this new thing that everyone was going to wear Donjoys. And it was the first year Chandler Jones got. He was drafted here, and it was his first rookie camp. And he wore two Donjoys to rookie camp. And then there was like somebody asked, like, does he have knee issues? And then Bill was like, all right, you guys don't have to wear Donjoys. You can go to like knee sleeves. I was like, I'm not playing if I got to wear two Donjoys because you can't run,
let alone be
and your
running
knees.
Back.
Your knees, if you catch a joint or like you catch the hinges together, you're like gonna fall. You know,
that
so it's like,
awful.
No, I'm not wearing Donjoys. He had two Donjoys on, and he had double MCL taping. So, like, if you tear your MCL, which I have,
yeah,
they do, like, a tape job that kind of helps your knee from, like, going out a little bit.
So how effective is he going to be? Like, so my point is, going into the week, we said the Chargers do have some really good skill position players, but the Chiefs are on another level. And the guys that they have are healthy right now, too. So you can even scratch Gordon off.
So healthy is, that's a big, big. I mean, health is huge. If you're not healthy, you can't play to your,
I mean, they
your
even
full
had
potential.
Sammy Watkins out there making plays for him in this last game.
He disappeared. They made a big deal out of Hunter Henry finally being active.
That was nothing.
It was like, why did you bother?
Yeah.
Well, I think the secondary has really come on strong for the Patriots. They're playing really well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be key, the secondary. You got to have a rush. You know, I think that there were plays against the Chargers that if there was more of a scrambling or mobile quarterback back there, it might have hurt you a lot more, because Rivers did get out of the pocket, but he just couldn't run. He was getting, you know, hawked down. He was going to get caught, so he just threw the ball away. And he looked like he was almost 40 years old running. So, you know, you're going to go against a guy that's more mobile, isn't looking necessarily to run, but he's running to throw.
But he can.
Yeah, but he can run for a first down.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Rob Ninkovich is with us. It's a Patriots Monday. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
I've not seen Tom throw with more accuracy or with a quicker trigger than I saw yesterday. But all I've heard is, especially on this show, from various people on the show, he's washed up, he's over the hill. What's our man Eric Dickerson say? And he's going to be on here in a little bit. But he says he's an old-ass man who shouldn't be playing football anymore. Well, that's a pretty commonly held view of a Tom Brady who did that to that defense, which to me is a little, if not a lot, better than Kansas City's defense. That's the one chance that you got to give Brady at Kansas City next Sunday night, is that the Chargers defense is, it's talented, man.
Right.
Is it? They're not, there's talent everywhere.
I like to think they're better than what they showed on Sunday.
They are better.
You know, theoretically, that defense is supposed to be better than the Kansas City defense.
It is. That's what Skip said. I mean, I agree with that. Chargers defense is better. Their offense is not as good.
No.
I think it's as simple as home field. I mean, I think it was simple as home field for the Patriots to win, and it might be as simple as for them to lose.
Rob was just mentioning over my shoulder on the monitor here, we've got the NFL Network, and they were just doing a tail of the tape, the quarterback matchup for Sunday night with Tom Brady's numbers on this side and Patrick Mahomes' numbers on this side. You know, over 10,000 playoff passing yards on one side and 278 on the other.
It's nuts. I mean, what was crazy is his number, like Philip Rivers, who has had a great career, his playoff number, he's now 5-6 in the playoffs.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's nothing. Like, that is absolutely nothing.
Not good.
Now, on the flip side, some of the guys that Brady has lost to in the playoffs, Nick Foles, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Mark Sanchez, it's not exactly, you know, the who's who of guys that have been able to beat the Patriots.
Sometimes the experience, the playoff experience doesn't matter. It's who plays the best. You know, you see it just like last year. You see it in the playoffs. Everyone thinks that, oh, Eagles, they don't have a chance. Foles
right.
is playing.
He puts it together.
And then he just goes out there. And literally, when I was watching that game, I was just pounding bourbons because I was like, might as well, right?
Sure.
And I'm like, how is this guy doing this? How is he throwing some of these passes? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And then it's just, it's wild. So,
well, the year that Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl, I think he threw 11 touchdowns with no interceptions. And you're like, that's the same guy?
Goes on a run.
Yeah,
just, you go on a run right. of just being very, very good.
Yeah.
And there's some quarterbacks or players that they've had a lot of experience and they've been to big games and playoffs, and then they don't play well for some weird reason.
Right.
We talked about this earlier in the show, and there have been various sources out there who have put together some of these numbers. But in Tom Brady's last six playoff games, so a bit of a sample size here, he's completed 69% of his passes, averaged 387.5 passing yards per game, has thrown 14 touchdowns and one interception. There ain't no cliff here.
No, there hasn't been.
Now, if he goes out there and has a bad game Sunday, and the Chiefs
about
win.
Rob Gronkowski.
And assuming that happens, then guys like Max are going to say, see, I told you. There's the cliff. He fell off the cliff.
No, it doesn't count anymore. We already said Max Kellerman can't use that because he's been using it for a couple of years, including an MVP season, including a Super Bowl trip, and now a playoff win, which you also predicted him against. And even though he's not an MVP candidate, he was still he's still a Pro Bowl quarterback. So and maybe he shouldn't have been, but he was. So you can't say cliff now. Even if he has a bad game on Sunday, it's
more so injuries. It's injury. So like when you get to the point of being an older person, it just could be an injury. It could be one hit. It could be hitting the ground. And I said it a couple weeks ago. Maybe he knew going into the last few games, like, hey, I need to really be healthy for this playoff run, and I'm not going to take some of these unnecessary hits, so I might throw a few balls that are not very accurate, and I'm fading away because I just don't want a 280-pound guy to jump and land on me, and I want to feel good for the playoff run.
Right.
So,
and another reason why the bye was so big for them.
It's so huge. I mean, the bye week is massive because your body's not beat up. You feel good. It's just what every team that didn't have a bye lost, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
top two seeds, both conferences.
And every year we try to talk ourselves into a bye week team losing their first game. We try to do it every year.
Well, it does happen. I mean, the Packers went from wild card team, and the Giants. I mean, the Giants went from a team where, like, they shouldn't even be in the playoffs, and they went on the road and just won every game, and they win the whole thing. So it definitely happens. But this year, I think, you know, the Colts, maybe even more so than the Chargers, became such a hot pick because they're like, look at Andrew Luck. Look what he's doing here. And you're like, oh, it's Andy Reid in the playoffs. Mahomes' first playoff start. That didn't matter.
I don't like that it's Andy Reid.
Why?
Because I think he's pretty crafty at
He's great in the
creating,
regular season.
He can create some plays now. So I guarantee
that
there are going to be a couple plays. There are going to be a few plays that they come up with game.
I'm sure.
That are going to be really good plays. And they'll probably work. And you hope that they don't hurt the Patriots enough to where it affects the outcome of the game. But
if it's clock management.
If it's clock management, maybe he takes too many timeouts in the third quarter. You never know.
Yeah.
Or he's running, a slow-down offense, it appears, when he's trailing in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter.
That
was puzzling, wasn't it?
Kind of head-scratcher. Yeah, it was, a little bit.
617-779-7937. Don's in Connecticut. Hey, Don.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say your show is great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
I really enjoy listening to it. I wonder, of Brady's 13 games... AFC Championship games, how many of them were away, and what was his record in those away games?
I think the last three AFCs that were away, they lost.
Yeah, Denver.
Denver, and Colts. 2006 was Colts.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
2013.
Yeah, they haven't won a road game, and now it wasn't conference championship, it was divisional round game, but it was actually San Diego back in 06, the 06 season. It's been a while. Now, they've had a lot of home games over that time, so it's not like they've had a ton of losses on the road, but you're right, it's something that they have not done. And I think that's, now, because we've talked about history a lot, the Patriots, Brady's record, Belichick's record, all of this stuff, but that is another one. I mean, on the road, both this season and for his career, you got to go back a long time for them to have a road win.
They're going to preach all week. They're going to hammer them all week. And they're going to go over tapes of, this is what we don't want to be. And look at this. And that's going to be a tape of them in Detroit or them in Nashville or any away game where they just didn't look good at all. And they're going to say, this is how we can't play. And you're going to have to bring the energy. And that's true. The only thing is you can't have fake energy. Just go, there's no fake energy in football.
Right.
Like, I hated when a guy would be like rah rah and wasn't really rah rah.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
seems awkward.
Shut up.
Yeah,
just go play.
You don't mean this.
Go make a play and then we'll get excited.
So do they have those guys? Because that's got to be one of the, and when we've had Trey Flowers and James White on throughout the season and they would come back after another road loss and we would say, what's going on the road? And they'd say, we got to start quicker. We got to have more energy.
It's plays.
Do they have those?
It's
so
plays.
It's just like a guy making a play
plays.
And then going
like
from there.
If James White was running onto the field and screaming and being wild, I'd say, James, you're quiet.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just catch the ball and, James White's not going to be a guy that's pumping you guys up. But James White, guess what, can make a wheel route, turn it into something big, and then everyone's jumping around and
from
like,
there.
I'm pumped up.
Yep.
That's the energy. It's not hot air. It's making a play. That's energy. That's football.
I want to play something for you from post-game. This was after the game last night. Tom Brady on the field said this.
Everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
So that's first of all, it's Tom Brady playing the we're the underdog card. And I understand that. But we're always led to believe that, he's focused on football. He doesn't hear what people are saying. They asked him about it this morning on Mutt and Callahan, and he said, sometimes the TVs are on. You've got TVs all over the facility. He knows what people are saying about him, right?
Of course.
Yes.
I knew what people said about me, and it pumped me up, got me going.
Yeah.
If someone's doubting you, and you have the success of Tom Brady, why wouldn't you be like, why are you doubting me?
Well, remember Tom versus Time? I mean, both radio stations were on there, like at the beginning of episodes.
But I just assumed that was the...
Tom, I love you.
I assumed that was the guy making the...
Chopra?
I didn't necessarily think that...
You don't think Tom
Brady's listening?
No. I'm sure
I know he watched it. I'm saying, I don't think Tom Brady was saying, hey, listen, I heard this on EEI. Make sure you pull that and let's run that.
Nobody heard it. He's aware of what people are saying about him. It'd be impossible. Even if he's not on Twitter and even if all this other stuff, it gets back to him. There's no way that it doesn't. He has to know what's going on.
I mean, nowadays, you just click your phone on.
Plus, how else can you have bulletin board material if you don't read the bulletin board? right?
Exactly. There's people, you know, they have people in the department, the scouting department looking like, hey, if you see anything, just, you know, bring it to me and put it up on this.
Do you find pieces of paper taped up in your stall?
Well,
when
there's
you
no
get
paper
there
anymore. All right. The newspapers are out
no,
of
I'm
business.
No, I'm saying back when you were playing, how did stuff end up being brought to your attention?
There would be at Purdue, there was literally a bulletin board and there'd be pinned up on there. And there would be nothing on it. So whenever there was something on it, so it was not like just like
the college game day is not coming here again. You're like, oh, get excited.
So,
well, how about with the Patriots? How would that stuff be spread around?
I mean, it would be more so in a team setting to where, you know, it'd be, you know, so and so would say it, and then you hear it, and you say, okay, all right, they think this, or they think that, or nobody else in this. Nobody else outside of this building believes in us or thinks that we can do this. And you kind of take it as what it is. Take it for what it is. There's people outside of the building that don't believe that we can go out to Kansas City and win. So you know where that's coming from.
It's not hard to find. I mean, if they watch TV at all, like if you go to ESPN, you go to NFL Network, I mean, there's 53 guys on the team. Some of them are watching that
and,
stuff.
And, you know, you're in the cafeteria. There's a TV on. It's on, you know, Good Morning Football.
There's a thing that says Patriots does.
Patriots this. Or Shannon Sharp, you know, talking with a mouthful of marbles.
We've been in there where we were doing a commercial and Trey Flowers comes in and we're talking to him. And behind him it said, this was weeks and weeks ago, but it said, is the Brady Belichick dynasty over?
Yeah.
And I look at him and I point at the thing and he just kind of laughs. But he's aware of it. Like they all get it.
I think the magic of what the Patriots have is it's so mentally exhausting to be so good for so long. I mean, football's physically tough and playing long every year is hard, but mentally the challenge is being good and staying at a level that's so elite for not 8 years in a row of AFC championships. That is insane to think about it. And I was included in some of those and it's hard. And it's very hard because you have a set standard that is win a championship or you're a failure. And that's hard when some guys don't even play in a playoff game, you know? Imagine being Jason McCourty and you're like, I just won
my first playoff game.
And I won it and I've played in the league 10 years. I mean, I played with Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor. I played with Junior Seau. And all those guys never won a Super Bowl. The guys in Miami never were in a playoff game. And it's like, dude, Tony Gonzalez, like, what would all those guys do just to feel a playoff victory? It's like insane. And I've played in 17 of them. You know, it's just nuts.
By the way, just a quick side note here. Darren Revell just tweeted this out. I'm sure this will change before Sunday night. But when he tweeted this 8 minutes ago, there were 10,702 unsold tickets for the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
They'll still be sold out.
No, they will
be
by then, just I'm shocked that at this point there's 14% of Arrowhead is still on the market.
Yeah,
I think that's probably people trying to make money, right?
Yeah.
That's a season ticket holder that's selling the ticket. Is that on StubHub? Or is that on like a website that sells tickets?
Yeah,
that's not like unsold tickets, right?
I doubt it.
It couldn't be available seats like, you know, Southwest. There's seats available. Like, it has to be someone owns the seat and they're trying to make money on it.
Well,
that's what I would assume.
10,702 of them are available if you want to go out there.
10,000? I mean, that's only...
My heart's going to be cold.
That's 70,000 tickets. You know, like, I think, what's that hold? I think it holds 80.
Yeah, it's 14% of the stadiums available.
Yeah, yeah,
If you want to buy them. 617-779. I'm not going to go either. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith. Rob Ninkovich in the house with us as well. Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Because this is the first time in since that first Super Bowl, he's the underdog now. And what did he say to Tracy Wolfson on CBS right after the game? What did he say? He said, I know people think we suck and can't win a game, right? Well, that was significant because he volunteered that. She didn't ask him that. She didn't ask him, what do you think of the naysayers? She just asked him about Kansas City.
Well, speaking of underdogs, I mentioned that Boston Sports Info Twitter site. And they've broken it down. I'm actually surprised it's this high. Tom Brady as a starting quarterback, as an underdog on the road. This is regular and postseason combined. Doesn't count the Super Bowl because that's a neutral site. But Tom Brady's been an underdog 43 times in his career. His overall record in those 43 games is 24-19. Against the spread, by the way, it's 28-15.
Oh, all right. Keep that in mind.
He has not been an underdog on the road since November 30th, 2014. He was a three-point underdog. The Patriots were a three-point underdog at Green Bay. That was the last time he was an underdog on the road. I'm actually surprised it's as high as that. But as you can imagine, many of those are up until like 2007, 2009. From 2010 on, he hasn't been an underdog on the road all that many times.
No, I mean, and they're dominant at home. But he also, the last 2 years, well, prior to this season, they were 15-1 on the road. That's why this year was so strange, that they were 3-5, and they weren't even good teams. Like, all five of the teams didn't make the playoffs, and they lost to all of them. And now you're going to Kansas City, which is a tough place to play anyway, and then you throw in the fact that it's far and away the best opponent. I mean, their best road win was the Bears game. Like, without question, that was their best win. And even that, I mean, that came right down to it right at the end. I mean, it was like they were a yard away from tying that thing up. But yeah, their road struggles, like you said, Dale, like, people get caught up in wild card weekend and then pick the wild card weekend team to win divisional round. I feel like
it just doesn't happen very often.
But I feel like the same thing could happen here, as we see the Patriots this week. And then, all right, but now they're on the road, and that's different. And you're forgetting about all the road struggles that they've had during the year.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they definitely look. They look like the best Patriots we've seen so far this year, and that's what you want to see in the playoffs. And it's a new season. It's whatever they've done this year is over now. This is all new one game season. These guys are, you know, some of these guys like Julian and Tom, you know, Gostkowski, Slater, McCourty, you know, they've all been in this situation. So they kind of expect, like, hey, everything jumps up a little bit. It looked like the Chargers didn't realize that that everything steps up a notch.
Yeah, that each round gets a little bit more tense.
It looked like they were like, this is like, you know, week 10. Like, no, this is the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is just a lot more, like, everything is that much more important.
What changes?
Everything. Physicality.
What is it in the locker room, on the practice field? What changes?
Accountability. Everybody's just your feeling, your general feeling of being uncomfortable because everyone is just that much more locked in. And when Tom's locked in and Bill's locked in and all the coaches are like, hey, we need to do more. We got to watch tape. We got to be prepared. You know, these are the things we need to do. We need to take out this person. We need to condense the pocket. If we do this, this, and this, we're going to be successful. And I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to win 90% of the time. And the other 10 is if something crazy happens. And, you know, the other team does like a Eagles, and they just go out there and they kill you, you know, with a quarterback that's out of his mind, playing out of his mind. So it's just – and then, you know, like in the playoffs – it felt like when I played, the Ravens and a lot of the other teams that were in, like, they were hungry to get past you. You know, you feel like when you watch the Chargers, they just didn't look like they wanted it. You know, they didn't have that want to. Like, they weren't jacked up before the game.
Yeah,
like, this is a playoff game. Like, let's go. We're in. we're in Foxborough. Like, that's like, they were just like, oh, we're here.
Yeah, it's fine.
We
it's
made
cold.
It. We flew in. It's 15, though.
But like, they dominated Baltimore. You know, they looked like a team that was, like, ready to go for the playoffs, and it was going to be different because they've obviously not had a lot of playoff success in their history. It looked like they may be a little bit different. I mean, they had the best. They lost on a tiebreaker first half, and then, yeah, they just didn't show up. Just not there.
So Kansas City, you hope that maybe the pressure of this week and the interviews and talking about Brady and the Patriots and they're coming to your house, like they beat you in their place. Like, can you beat them in yours? Mm. Like, maybe it'll get to them. You don't know. But I know the crowd is going to be into it. So
for sure.
And that team is healthy. So you could say, like, there's not going to be an excuse of, oh, well, we traveled a lot or we
had a week off.
You know, you win at home.
All those little
everyone's
things.
Everyone's sleeping
that were
in their bed.
Yeah, right.
Like, you sleep in your own bed. You sleep, you know, you're recovering better. The hardest part of going on the road is you fly and then you're in a hotel and you're never going to feel as comfortable on the road as you are in your own home, in your own space. Just in recovery, just in, you know, the way you're eating, just everything, your own bed.
The routine,
you go to a hotel, and, you know, the AC isn't working. Like, I like to sleep with it like 68. Granted, it's cold now. You just, you know, but if you're on the road in Miami and guess what? My AC is broke. It's 75 in here. I'm trying to sleep and I'm sweating. It's like, geez, just want to get some good sleep. So it's just different. You never know what you're going to get on the road.
Rob's in Minnesota. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Hey, guys. It's my two favorite guys on the radio and my favorite Croatian from Chicago. You guys make good radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey.
Croatia.
Yeah, so I wanted to say yesterday, you know, I've been managing my expectations of the season pretty conservatively as, you know, aside from other seasons. Yesterday was very, very refreshing to watch, just the specific balance, watching the defense as aggressive as it was and then obviously putting up as many points as we did. Gives me confidence going into the Kansas City game. But I wanted to ask Rob, since they've already faced, you know, in the locker room, preparation-wise, being in the locker room, since they've already faced Kansas City for this season already and they've beat them, does any of that give you any kind of extra confidence going into this next game, obviously? Or is it, is it business, Patriots business as usual, and you just wipe the slate clean and just pretend like it's a completely different week?
Well, Bill's going to preach to them all week that the game that they beat them in the regular season doesn't matter. He's going to tell them.
Now, if he had lost, he would have said, hey, see, that's why you lost.
He's a firm believer in nothing in the past helps you in the present time. So, yes, they did beat them in the regular season. It was a high-scoring game. I think it does help a little bit, the fact that you might have a little bit of confidence knowing that you beat them, but at the same time, you're thinking, like, you know, they did score a lot of points on us, and, you know, this has got to be a lot better. We have to play a lot better than we did in that game, so it's not so close. And, you know, now it's not on our turf. It's on their turf. So we have to deal with the crowd noise. We have to deal with traveling. We have to deal with all the things that you didn't when you beat them at home, and you play better at home. So, you know, I don't think that they're going to dwell on what they did against them in the regular season. They'll probably focus a lot on what Kansas City has done in the last three games of the season and then in the playoff game.
Not to change things up too much, but you're going to be getting out of here pretty soon. Brian Flores looks like he's going to be taking the Dolphins job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to be a good head coach?
Yes, I do. I think that – did they hire Caldwell?
Well, that's what it sounds like. They have to wait to make it the Flores thing official till they're done, but it sounds like it's going to be Caldwell with them. Yeah,
I think that's a good addition. So you're going to have a guy on the staff with some head coaching experience that you could kind of go to and talk about some things and how different things are work now that you're a head coach and you're going to be a first-time head coach. But B-Flo, you know, he's a really good coach, very thorough, has a good presence. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about your presence as a coach. If you walk in a room and you can all eyes are on you and you can control a room and lead men, that's how you're successful. You know, some guys get into trouble when they walk into the room and they don't have a presence and guys are kind of daydreaming and your voice isn't heard.
There are like two X's and O's or something like that. You know, like, there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, like B-Flo has played. He played at BC. He's a D1 football player. He knows, you know, what it's like to play at a high level, not necessarily the NFL level, but, you know, I don't think that matters.
He's been around
it a long time. you know, he kind of knows the mentality that players have, and it's different. You know, some coaches, they're just 100% X's and O's by the book. Like, this is how you do it. This is how you run it. And then there's some coaches that know, like, hey, man, they get paid too. Mm-hmm. That was a good play. That guy's a good player. You missed it. Let's move on to the next one and let's correct it.
Has he reached out to you to be on his staff?
He's not a head coach yet. Come on now.
Well, an interesting side note.
That's not a no, Dale.
And probably looking to mitigate as best they can against the distractions. Today, the Patriots coaches have conference call day. Bill Belichick is on at 2:15. Offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is on at 2:30. Safeties coach Steve Belichick is on at 2:45.
What?
They're not going to let Brian Flores do it because he's going to be asked about the Miami thing, and they don't want the distractions.
But he'll just not answer like they do everything else.
It's not even going to be an option for them. Steve Belichick is doing the conference call.
The Kansas City Chiefs and getting ready to prepare my team.
So
to
he
play
can't
Kansas
do that
City.
Twice. So does that mean Steve Belichick's going to be the defensive coordinator?
They're asking me a question as if like I've played. Ready? I'm Rob Ninkovich, the player.
Are you? What do you mean, Rob Ninkovich?
Like, I'm Rob Ninkovich, a player, not retired.
Oh, okay. What can you tell us about this Chiefs offense?
Well, you know, these guys are, very explosive. They got a lot of weapons. Got a lot of work this week to do to go out there and play these guys. A lot of respect for that team. They're very good.
Why can't you win on the road? What's your problem on the road?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's a problem necessarily. We have to bring a lot more energy to the road games. You look at a lot of the mistakes that we've made on the road, all things that we can correct, and it's a learning experience, and I hope that we've learned a lesson and we can go out to Kansas City and put our best foot forward.
Do you feel like you're underpaid?
You know what? I'm doing my very best for my teammates. I love the game of football, and it's just an honor to be on the field playing for the Patriots.
See, within moments, he became just as boring as Trey Flowers.
Oh, come
because
on.
He's given us all the same cliche answers that Trey would give
he
us.
He was on a better phone, though.
Oh, so he did right. sound he better in that regard.
Able to do it.
Good to see you again.
Hell yeah, I'm underpaid. It's over with now. It's done.
Now
I look back, I'm like, geez. Like,
wait a minute.
I was pretty good,
you see
man.
Some of these numbers. Said, hold on.
Oh, 50 sacks. Oh, uh-huh. I got 46. I should have had 46. 50.
Round
I missed,
up.
I missed
round
about
up.
A 10. I missed about 15 sacks in my career.
Man.
Maybe more.
Good to see you again. We'll talk
Thank
to you next
you.
Monday.
We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Rob Ninkovich joining us. We continue with your calls coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.